It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, the one and only Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. How's it going, Dave?
It's good, Jackie. How are you?
Doing well. Happy to have you back on the show. We're here to celebrate the release of the new Megadeth record, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. Dave, if you were reactionary as a younger man, you now seem more mindful of yourself and others. How has that awareness actually made you more dangerous?
Well, I think to the contrary, it's actually made me a little bit more aware of the repercussions and the negative effects of the things that we say. When I was down in Singapore, we were on stage goofing around, stupid, fat, drunk, you know, bonehead jokes on stage. And I said something that really negatively affected me for quite some time. And, you know, you don't realize about stuff like that. We're living in a time right now where people are just very, very sensitive and argumentative, very litigious. And we just want to play Megadeth music and be happy. You know, we've got our own stuff that we need to take care of with our work, with our family, with ourselves. You know, my health was a big thing. And it's hard enough to write a good record with, you know, as it is, to come up with a record like this one and to find each other, you know, the four of us coming together in this big old world, you know, that in itself is a miracle. I mean, you know how long I've been doing this, Jackson, and how hard I've been trying to get, you know, that ultimate lineup again. And I really think that we're there, you know. By the way, luck as you would have it, Kiko Guerrero just walked in. So
what's up? The new Megadeth record, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead, is out now. Dave Mustaine with us from the new record, Soldier On. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us. We're celebrating the release of the new Megadeth record, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. Megadeth on tour this summer with Five Finger Death Punch, The Who, and Fire From the Gods. And Dave, music can be a full circle that, if you're lucky, brings you back to the unencumbered joy of first learning to play. What aspects of making the new album rekindled that innocent sense of exuberance?
Well, for me, playing with people like Kiko and Steve and Dirk were, it was very challenging for me because of the caliber of musicianship that everybody had, and to keep things fresh. When the transition had to be made, you know, we try not to talk much about it because there's just no, you know, there's no real perspective that we can take that is gonna, you know, be considerate to everybody. So we just basically don't speak about that too much and just talk about the stuff that happened on the record and not the stuff that didn't. Somebody just asked me this morning, you know, why did I take all of the old bass parts off? And I thought, well, you know, it's obvious, you know, that most of it was me, or it was me demo playing the bass, and some of it was David's stuff. But you know, when Steve started playing, it was so clear that we needed to go forward with that. And had I thought about James prior to the tour starting up, I probably would have had James come into the studio and record too. I like the way it turned out because it raised the bar for the bass playing for us, and it's not like another record with bass playing that's kind of holding the fort down. It's really going out on a limb.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Dave Mustaine with us. We're celebrating the release of the new Megadeth record, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. It's out now. Coming up, we'll be checking out new music from Clutch. Dave is going to be picking music. Jamie Josta of Hatebreed is going to be checking in next for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us. We're celebrating the release of The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead, the new Megadeth record. And Dave, the conditions and circumstances of recording some Megadeth albums are quite notorious. What tumultuous aspect of your personality are still intrinsic to your creativity?
Well, you know, it depends day to day what's going on. You know, we went through a lot on this record. You know, we had the pandemic, we had the Mike getting sick with cancer and overcoming that, and the tremendous support that I got from the band and from my family. You know, I truly think that my recovery would have been a little bit longer and probably a lot more difficult had I not have the relationship I do with my band guys and with my family. I believe that the system works if you listen and you do what you're told. I mean, the best thing to do is preventative medication, not wait till you get sick and then try and, you know, clean things up. So that's a big thing for us too. You know, when we were doing the record, it's just staying healthy, because, you know, being in a farm in the middle of nowhere and just working nonstop, it was brutal. We put hours in that I haven't put in years.
The new Megadeth record, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead, is out now, celebrating the release with Dave Mustaine hanging out with us tonight. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Kvelertak, Machine Head, and more with Dave Mustaine after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us. We're celebrating the release of The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead, the new record from Megadeth. And Dave, best is a subjective and therefore flawed categorization. Rather than describing the new album as your best, how would you like it to be recognized?
Well, I would probably say one of many to come. Say maybe one of many to come. You know, this is the appetizer, and we're going to have a few more records that are just more stomping Megadeth music. You know, it's funny. I got to tell you, when the record was finished and we turned in the last mix, you know, the mixing process is kind of like, you know, when you're having a kid, not that you know that, but when you start to see the baby's head coming and it's like, come on, come on, come on, come on. And then the record comes on and you get to spend the next however long the period is. For us, it was six years of touring and supporting the record. So we've never done that before, and it was fantastic for the record. I believe that we're going to have a really, really great tour for this record now, after doing such great work on Dystopia and setting up the groundwork for this. We've gone from being a band that played in you know, clubs and theaters when I first got together with my management, 5B. And, you know, over the 7 years or so since we've been with them, we've gone from being a club and a theater act to being an arena act to being a amphitheater act and being a legit one, you know. So that's been really great, the work that we've done, all the groundwork that we've laid down, and you know, how much we're learning about each other as musicians and commanding the stage, using the right set lists for each show, knowing the audience so that if you're in one particular place where certain songs are popular more so than other songs, you know that, and you deliver those songs live when you play there. You're not giving the same set list that you would for a audience that would say be more of a metal kind of a city, like SF or, you know, maybe Los Angeles or something. But you know, that's important, super important, knowing your audience.
Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us. The new Megadeth record, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead, is out now. Up next, a new tune from Chelsea Grin. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dave Mustaine with us. The new Megadeth record, The Sick, the Dying, and the Dead, celebrating the release of the record. And again, Megadeth out on tour this summer with Five Finger Death Punch, The Who, and Fire from the Gods. And Dave, in an industry as unpredictable as the music business, there's no guarantee about the shelf life of a band. What made you sure that Megadeth could and would have longevity?
Nothing. I had no idea this was going to happen. You know, tenacity is something that I believe is important. If you want to make it in the music business, it's so much more than just having good songs. That's an important thing, but you have to have an understanding. You have to know, you have to have a grasp of just common things, language, arithmetic, percentages, you know, and common decency goes a long way too. There's so many self-entitled spoiled brats that have infiltrated the music business, had used applications that you could put a dozen chimpanzees in a room full of a dozen laptops with Pro Tools on it, and eventually one of them's going to come up with Stairway to Heaven, you know. And I shouldn't say any particular song, but you know, it's pretty obvious that, you know, people are going to come up with stuff after time. So anyways, it's a blast talking to you, Jackie. I love you.
Thank you so much. Good luck with this new record and this tour, and I appreciate the time, and I'll see you soon.
Of course. You're the best.
Hey, stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.